In elementary school, our science teacher brought in a shiny green chrysalis hanging from a twig that she had cut from a bush. And within the protective casing, the caterpillar was radically transforming its body. For weeks, we watched in amazement as the new creation eventually emerged as a monarch butterfly. Well, this metamorphosis is not about being a caterpillar or a butterfly, but really about the journey from caterpillar to butterfly. The process of becoming something new. But it often involves struggle and is not always easy. The process is quite similar to our own spiritual transformation. Reconciliation is the end of our separation from God. But do you ever seem separated from God? Do you see your new world with old eyes, longing to be new? Well, this meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is a reflection on a new way of seeing, a new way of being. And I want you to see the world now with restored vision. Just allow your view of yourself and your view of others to become compatible with how God sees everything. God's sight now in harmony with yours. So to begin, whether resting in the first rays of morning sun or the approaching shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a retreat to contemplate seeing with new eyes. Just begin now to rest in restored life. As your eyes begin to close now without effort, just center on this place of balance for a still moment. Let this be a time of yielding with a silent whispered prayer of reconciliation to the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. Resting now further in this divine moment, listen and respond to Colossians chapter 1, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, bring me into balance with you. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, things visible and invisible. And Heavenly Father, please bring me into balance with you. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, God created all things. So Heavenly Father, bring me into balance with you. All things were created and exist through him, that is by his activity and for him. So, Heavenly Father, bring me into balance with you. Now for just a moment longer, rest in the divine presence, your body and soul balanced and in harmony with God. Take a moment now to collect your thoughts. Where are you on your journey? Where are you in the process? Are you still a caterpillar or an emerging butterfly? No matter which, center your thoughts and feelings now in a moment of prayer. Just thankful for being in the presence of your Creator God, guided by the Holy Spirit, and being transformed by the Son. Still creating you. Take note of any thoughts, feelings, or deeds that are out of balance with God's plan. Any thoughts of conflict that may arise. Don't run away from what comes to mind. Just simply note your thoughts as the Holy Spirit brings them to your mind. For this next minute, continue in prayer as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, bring me into balance with you." Center now on the Holy Spirit, transforming your mind and motivations to become those of Christ. Just continue to center on being balanced with Him. Do you find your thoughts clashing or your mind becoming disturbed? Not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and center back on the centering presence of God. Take another minute in peace as you whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, bring me into balance with you. Center too on your breathing. Just bring your attention to each breath. Several deep, slow breaths from your belly. Just be aware of each of them. Be aware of the balance within your breathing. Breathe in. Hold it for a moment. Feel that tension. Now release and breathe out. Let even the cycle of your breathing become your divine worship as you center on the holy balance that it brings you. As your thoughts wobble, thank God for the reminder to see now with new eyes. And I will give you a minute now, and with each slow exhale, silently whisper your sacred prayer. Heavenly Father, bring me into balance with you. Continue as you center on God's message for you in this first of three scripture readings from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. And we'll begin in the New International Version. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more. And be mindful of how the Holy Spirit is centering you. All of this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What is still lingering in your mind from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time of surrendering your life to be in balance with the plans of God. Listen once more, now from the New International Reader's Version. So from now on, we don't look at anyone the way the world does. At one time, we looked at Christ in that way, but we don't anymore. When anyone lives in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. For all of this is from God. He brought us back to himself through Christ's death on the cross. And he has given us the task of bringing others back to him through Christ. What did you hear or feel after listening again? Before this next minute, return to your breathing as you center on being reconciled, healed, and aligned with God. In this third reading, let the scripture become a prayer as you listen from the Christian Standard Bible. From now on, then, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective. Even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective, yet now we no longer know him in this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. Everything is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you want to hear from God at this moment? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just pause, breathe, and return to the transforming work of God. While resting in a moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to stay within this passage and center on the word reconciliation. God is entrusting you with the message of reconciliation, the message of restoration, of making one image compatible with the other. So using your imagination, return to the chrysalis. I want you to watch as it reconciles what it was to what it is now becoming. Watch it wiggle and wrestle as it slowly transforms to what it is now, combining together to become a new creation. Take this minute and consider your continued transformation. It is continually being made new. So what is God continuing to refine about you? Where is he staying to mold, shape, and reveal you as his new creation? Well, let your transformation be your contemplation for a minute. See now with new eyes. Center once more on your breathing, and when you feel ready, just slowly open your eyes to see the world anew. I pray your life feels a bit more balanced and centered than when we began. And as you walk with new purpose, be aware of others you pass on your path that may still be straining to become something new. Who do you know that is exhausted, searching the world with old eyes, settling for less than who they can be in Christ? Well, let me pray this closing benediction for you to remember that all you see is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Now may you know the healing work of Christ, be transformed by the Holy Spirit, and see everything with the eyes of the Holy Father, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.